All right, well, we're going to begin here this morning. We're so glad that you are here. And as we have our last, we believe, tentatively, our last drive-in church service. I know y'all have attended so well. It's been so encouraging. And we're going to open up here with a word of prayer, and then we're going to have a song. And a couple of songs, and I want to wish, first of all, Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. And I know this is always a big day at Cook's Chapel. We usually have gifts, and I wanted you to know that we'll be giving those out. We'll be having some gifts, but we're going to try to have it together, Mother and Father's Day, on a family day. And it's just kind of been different this year, but we haven't forgot about you, mothers, and we're so glad. We've got some folks that are visiting because of their mothers. We're so glad you're here, and we're encouraged about it. And we want you to know that how much we love you, and we're so glad. Happy Mother's Day. I know a lot of folks will be listening, and we want to wish you a Happy Mother's Day. Let me give you one announcement here. Tonight we'll have Facebook Live at 6, and next Sunday morning we'll begin. We're going to kind of take this a little slow, but next Sunday morning we're going to have a regular 11 o'clock church service in the main auditorium at Cook's Chapel, just 11 o'clock on the 17th. Then on the 24th, we're going to have Sunday school, church, and then Sunday night. We'll try to have a normal schedule. I think that gives us a couple more weeks for everything to get better. Hopefully by then, it'll even be more clear, not a lot of these cases going on. We think that's going to be the best way to do it. Now, obviously, this could change, but that is the tentative plan. Is to do, and we'll continue doing Facebook Live on all of these services. So I want to mention that to you. So this week will be the last drive-in, and the next Sunday morning we'll get back to 11 o'clock service in the morning. And that'll be all. That'll be the only service that day to have a in-person service. That's next Sunday. And then the next week, the 24th, we'll try to get back to normal. If there ever be another normal again, we'll try to have a normal schedule on time. And we'll try to let you know that as we go. So let's open up with a word of prayer. We'll ask the Lord's blessing. Hope you'll pray with us. And hope that you will, if you have a prayer request, we'd love for you to send us your prayer request. Write them down. We'll take up an offering after these guys sing, as they're singing. And write those things down. We've been praying for folks. We've been praying for some of these children. We've been praying for those who have been burdened and in need. And then I'd ask you to please pray, continue to pray for the Rutherford family, if you would. I know maybe pray for them. I know the little Lyle girl been praying. We've been praying for those who are not saved to be saved. And we need the Lord in our lives. And we need the Lord in these families, in these homes, these children. Pray for folks to be saved. And a lot of folks have been saved through this. A lot of folks are thinking about eternity. And I want you to pray for them and pray all across our country. Folks are praying. We need to pray for our country, pray for our community here. And we got so much we need to pray for. So let's ask the Lord's blessing. I'll have these guys come and sing. And we'll begin this morning. I'm so glad you're here. Good to see everybody here. And let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. And Lord, as we take up these prayer requests and offering and have some singing and worship you, I pray we'd worship you in our cars. We take your word and apply it to our lives. Lord, how we need you today. Lord, we ask you to bless and work in our hearts and minds. God, you've been so good to us. We thank you for that. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, I pray for those who are not here. We're concerned about folks that have gotten away, grown cold. We pray for them. Pray you touch their hearts. And those who are here, though, that have gathered, pray you'd encourage them and help them today. We do pray for our community. We pray for our country. Pray for our leaders. We pray for these requests that will be handed in. We pray for each name, some that will be spoken, some that will be unspoken. We think of children going through battles with health and cancer. We think of the unsaved, especially, that are getting ready to face eternity without God. And we pray that you'd convict that soul, that you'd save souls. And Lord, I pray for anybody that's listening today, that's tuning in, that doesn't know you as Savior, they'll come to know you. And we'll be careful, Lord, to give you all the honor and praise today. Lord, I thank for our people. I pray you'd encourage them and bless them and help them real good. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. For Jesus shed his precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now.
Anything this world